Hello, this is David Sundin, and I'd like to welcome you to the Rev Up Podcast. Rev Up is produced by the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. We exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. For more information about the evangelism team or the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention, please go to www.mwbc.org. And thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. Hello, I'd like to welcome you back to the Rev Up Podcast. You are important to us. For those of you who are listening for the first time, we want to welcome you. For those of you who have been listeners in the past, we want to thank you for coming back. That just tells us that you're receiving some value from this, that it's important to you. And if it's important to you, it's important to us. And so we appreciate the chance that we have to give you this information, and also want to let you know that we are interested in your comments. We are interested in your opinions. So if you have something that you think that you'd like for us to talk about, or some suggestions for us, or even if you're disagreeing with what we're saying, we'd like for you to go ahead and email us. And we take everything that we get very seriously, but we do appreciate you listening to the podcast. For the past couple of sessions, we've been dealing with an introduction to the evangelism team strategic plan. In other words, the evangelism team has a plan that we can come into churches and help churches to develop passionate evangelism amongst their people. And this plan that we have, we're just outlining this in these podcasts so that pastors and teachers and laymen in the churches can know what we're doing, how we do it, why we do it. Some of you may have us into your church to help you with this. Others of you may not ever get a chance to have us in to help you, but some of these things that we're talking about will be of help to you as maybe you plan your own. We've already talked about organizing and equipping our churches for passionate evangelism, and this podcast is going to deal with how the evangelism team can motivate your church for passionate evangelism. But let's go back to our mission statement. Our mission statement says, we exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. So let's talk about how we motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. And the evangelism team says, we will motivate our churches with a three-pronged emphasis on empower, edge, and presence. Now, Empower is our annual evangelism conference that is usually held in March. For the past 13 years, it's been held in March, but there are some possibilities that this might change. If you want to know more about Empower, you can go to empoweronline.org. And that will give you dates, and it'll give you speakers, and give you an idea of what we're doing for Empower. But Empower is the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention's annual evangelism conference. Now, it's not your normal evangelism conference, because we don't necessarily just deal with evangelism. We deal with the entire ministry of the church. But not only that, our specific focus is not on pastors, although many, many pastors come and they enjoy it. But our focus is more specifically on the laity of the convention. And so we come in, we have our main speakers, and we have our breakout sessions, and we have things for the kids, and we just have a great time with Empower. But when you come to Empower, you're with a group of believers who love Jesus Christ, who are growing together and learning how to be better ministers. Now, in that session, no matter where we are, no matter what the emphasis is, there always is something to deal with evangelism. We have our youth conference there. Last year was a Go Fish conference, and the youth conference always has an emphasis on evangelism. In the main sessions that we had, usually on Friday night is our evangelism night. And the breakout sessions, we have breakout sessions that deal with how to become more effective in your evangelism, how to deal with team evangelism, just a number of different topics that we have that you can take advantage of and learn to be better at evangelism. So that's one of the ways that we at the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention help motivate the church for passionate evangelism, is to provide for you this evangelism conference held once a year. And it's called Empower. And our next Empower is going to be held March 13 through 15 of 2008. It's in Green Lake, Wisconsin. And we would just really love to have you come, show up, and enjoy the time with us. And for those of you who are pastors or those of you who have some high influence within your congregations, I would encourage you, find out about Empower. If you need to call us and talk to us, we can do that. You can go online at empoweronline.org and find out more, and I would encourage you to do that. Once you find out more about it, get a group of people together, register early, and come to Empower. So in order to motivate our churches for passionate evangelism, the first thing, of course, was Empower. The second thing I'd like to talk to you about are the EDGE teams, and that's an acrostic, E-D-G-E. The E stands for Encourage, D for Discover, G for Grow, and E for Exit. Now, these EDGE teams can be done anytime, any place. They can be done on the associational level. For example, four or five pastors might get together for an accountability group and say, we're going to have an EDGE team, and this is an evangelism accountability group, and they come together to encourage one another, to find out how they're each of them are doing, and then they take some time to discover some things from God's Word. Then they grow together. Now, this is the accountability part. They ask each other some pretty good questions on accountability, and they keep each other in line. And then they have an exit strategy. Now, the exit strategy is the thing about the EDGE teams that I really like the most. The E stands for taking 2 to 3 weeks to do the essential things for 5 people who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And by essential thing, I'm talking about prayer. So you take a few weeks, you get a list of 5 people and who you are very interested in coming to see Jesus Christ, and you provide for them that essential thing. You're praying for them for a couple of weeks. Then in the next couple of weeks, although you keep praying for them, in the next couple of weeks, you are then providing Christ-like service for them. You are finding out what their needs are, and you are doing things for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Then after a couple more weeks, then you start the intentional sharing with them, intentionally sharing your testimony, intentionally sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the T stands for Truth Week, where you sit down and say, this is the point where I'm going to bring them to something where they'll hear the truth, or I am going to present the gospel and ask them for a commitment. So it's the exit strategy. It's E-X-I-T. E for the essential weeks of prayer, X for Christ-like service, I for intentional sharing, and T for Truth Week, bringing that person to Jesus Christ. So those are available to the associations. They're also available to churches. Churches can start EDGE groups within them. As a matter of fact, if you have some laymen within your congregation, or if you are a layman and you're very interested in doing some Bible studies, hosting some Bible studies, a lot of times you can look at that and say, oh, I don't know enough, I don't think I can do this. But the EDGE training material, it is so simple that anybody can handle it. And so if you're interested in knowing more about the EDGE strategy or the EDGE groups, get a hold of us. We'd love to provide that training within your congregation and see EDGE groups started. So the 2 things we've talked about so far in motivating our churches, the first is Empower, our annual evangelism conference, and then the EDGE groups. And then the third thing I'd like to just let you know about is we just call it presence. I, as the director of the evangelism team and the evangelism team, we are available to come to your church on request. We're available there to help you. Maybe you just need a good evangelism sermon, or you need just some training in evangelism for your people, or maybe you actually need the full-blown strategic plan. We need to come in and just really help your church get a handle on doing evangelism. It doesn't matter what it is, but we want to be there for you. We want to be present for you. So we will motivate your church with a 3-pronged emphasis on Empower, EDGE, and presence. Now, as we put this all together, remember, we exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. We organize your church with a three-pronged emphasis on evangelistic prayer, evangelistic preparation, and evangelistic proclamation. We will equip our churches with a three-pronged emphasis on providing strategy, providing training, and providing resources. And we'll motivate our churches with a three-pronged emphasis on empower, edge, and presence. God bless you as you work together, and as we get an opportunity to work with you, we're looking forward to that. Just God bless you as you reach out to people with the love of Jesus Christ, but not only the love of Jesus Christ, as we reach out with the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. If you would like to schedule an evangelism conference in your church, please call the Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention at 507-282-3636. And remember, stay close to God for integrity of character, stay close to unbelievers for opportunities to influence, and stay close to believers for accountability and partnership.